Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 22nd of January, 2017. The birthday of George Gordon Byron, Lord Byron, born London, 1788. Had a big success when he was just 24 years old. His first major work, Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, came out and made him very famous. Traveled all over Europe and the Middle East, had a number of affairs which he did not try to hide, lived in Venice for 2 years, claimed that in that time he slept with more than 200 women, collected exotic animals which he had living in his house. His friend, the poet Shelley, wrote, "His house consists, besides servants, of 10 horses, 8 enormous dogs, 3 monkeys, 5 cats, an eagle, a crow, and a falcon. And all these, except the horses, walk about the house, which every now and then resounds with their quarrels, as if they were masters of it." And Shelley wrote, "I have just met on the grand staircase 5 peacocks, 2 guinea hens, and an Egyptian crane." It was on this day, 1953, Arthur Miller's play The Crucible opened on Broadway, the story of the Salem witch trials in 17th century Massachusetts. Miller had visited Salem the year before, read through all of the documents from the witch trials. It's the birthday of the author Joseph Wembaugh, born in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 1937. Joined the Marines after high school, went to college on the GI Bill. He was going to be an English teacher, but then he found out that policemen in Los Angeles made more money than teachers and had better benefits. His father had been a cop, so he took the test and joined the LAPD in 1960. He took college classes when he was off duty, earned a master's degree in English and Spanish. He was writing in his spare time, and he published his first crime novel, The New Centurions, in 1971. Joseph Wembaugh, who wrote a number of bestsellers, all crime novels, including The Onion Field, he changed the crime genre by portraying cops as flawed and fallible and sometimes frightened human beings. He said about policemen, "All they are in the end is people. What does anybody expect?" Here's a poem for today by Patrick Kavanaugh, Having Confessed. Having confessed, he feels that he should go down on his knees and pray for forgiveness, for his pride, for having dared to view his soul from the outside. Lie at the heart of the emotion. Time has its own work to do. We must not anticipate or awaken for a moment. God cannot catch us unless we stay in the unconscious room of our hearts. We must be nothing, nothing, that God may make us something. We must not touch the immortal material. We must not daydream tomorrow's judgment. God must be allowed to surprise us. We have sinned like Lucifer by this anticipation. Let us lie down again deep in anonymous humility, and God may find us worthy material for his hand. A poem by Patrick Kavanaugh, Having Confessed, from his collected poems published by Penguin Classics and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.